favorite guys?
Jay Rich?
It'll be a game time decision. You know, he shot a little bit, didn't do a whole lot, you know. The swelling is down a little bit, so we'll just wait to see what happens. He'll go out and pregame, shoot it in pregame, and then we'll figure it out.
Did it look like it was affecting the shot at all?
Well, he shot a lot of left-handed shots today. So it wasn't affecting his left-handed shot, no.
It was just as bad as it was.
Exactly. No, I think we'll just have to wait and see, though.
He sounded like you would have to tell him not to play.
Yeah, I mean, if he thinks he can go, I'm not going to tell him not to, you know. And hey, we got 15 minutes out of him. It'd be 15 minutes that we wouldn't have if he didn't play. So we'll wait and see. And, you know, he's going to come in early and try to get up some shots and see how it feels.
Do you foresee a situation where he's in more to play defense, and, you know, not shooting if he's not feeling as good with the hand?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. That's a tough one to answer. I just, you know, I mean, he's got to be able to score. He's got to be able to shoot the ball if he's going to be out there, you know. I mean, especially the way we play. So we'll just wait and see.
Have you been concerned at all about the rebounding slipping back to the bottom of the league and as far as percentage? Or is that just who you are?
It's a little bit who we are, but, yeah, I'm concerned about it. You know, I'm concerned about it because we've done such a good job with it, and we have to get back. You know, because the bottom line is that, you know, the big rebound in the Denver game with 36 seconds to go, I mean, we needed to get that one. Now, obviously, it worked out for us because they end up turning the ball over, and we came up with it. But, you know, I'm concerned in that, you know, we can't let big rebounds like that get away. We're going to be a small team, you know, rebounding is always going to be a factor, but we can't get back to the point where we're giving up 15, 18 offensive rebounds. Then I think it puts way too much pressure on our defense because I still think we're playing pretty good defense all around.
Is it almost one of those things where, like, when you had to pound it into them every day, when it was at its worst, then it becomes a high effort, high focus thing? And...
Well, I think we have to go back to that. You know, I think we have to go back to the fact that understanding that, you know, it just – It puts way too much pressure on our offense to be productive on every possession if we're not coming back and getting rebounds. You know, if we're giving up second shots, then, you know, we did it. I can't even remember the game, but I think they end up shooting 42% or something. But, you know, with 18 offensive rebounds, and that's just too tough to overcome, I think.
Against Orlando, you specifically did not want Dwight Howard to take over the game and let the Magic shooters go. Is that similar with Duncan, or is this a completely different team?
Well, it's completely different because Tim can control a game without scoring anyway. I mean, you know, he can really control a game without scoring. You know, this is just a real, you know, they've got great gamesmanship. They're a real super intelligent team. You know, they're basketball IQ is really high, so and you know they've been together so long that I mean Tim can get 5 points and control the game. You know, I mean he's a rebounder and a passer, and he'll find the open guy. He's a very unselfish guy. So we just have to try to mix up our defenses some and try to give him different looks and stuff. Because anything that you throw at him, he's seen before. You know, over the last 10, 12 years, he's seen everything that could possibly ever come at him. So and he's ready for it all. And so. We just have to, you know, try to switch up, change, and give him different looks and different situations that he would have to read. Not anything constant. I think it's hard to do something constantly with him because he's just too good, really.
How far back does your relationship go with Pop, which was assistant in 1999-2000?
Yeah, but it goes way back farther than that. I mean, you know, when I was at University of Colorado, I mean, this is in – I think I've known him since 77, so, you know, 30 years or so. I mean, you look at his record, he's one of the best coaches ever. I mean, the guy got about 4 banners hanging in his arena, and he was responsible for all of them. And, you know, they've had a great run. You know, they've won 50 games, you know, since Tim Duncan got there, and they was winning 50 before he got there, you know. David Robinson's there. So it's been a great run for him, and he's done a great job. And I think he's as good a coach as it is coming out of timeouts. You know, they always seem to get a great shot and execute real well.
He's on your
Yes. He was at Air Force as an assistant coach with Hank Egan, you know, the assistant at Cleveland now. So I've known him a long, long time.
I think Larry was talking recently about how Pop should already be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, I mean, I think it's, you could easily argue that, you know. I mean, the guy's done great things and won 4 championships, and look at his winning percentage and what he's done there. And I just think that the knowledge that he has, he's a great game coach. He's a great game coach. He's great at making adjustments. And as I said, he's great at having his team execute, come out of timeouts. But, you know, there's not many guys that have won 4, you know. There's a guy in L.A. that have won a ton. But after that, you know, who's won 4? You know, I mean, obviously Red Auerbach and guys like that. But that's a pretty good run.
What are you seeing on film about how they've incorporated Jefferson into that offense?
Well, I still think it's a process right now. But, you know, I think they've not had a guy like him probably since Sean Elliott, you know. They've got this thing with these U of A guys, you know. But, no, I think that he gives them that athletic guy that can create some stuff for himself that they hadn't had in a while. And so, you know, they run things for him that they hadn't run in a while. But, you know, he's great for him. He can put the ball down, take it to the basket. He's shooting the ball well. Although his percentage doesn't really say that. You know, he's had some good shooting nights and you know, he's a big, strong guy that they can post up some. So
he just
gives him a different dimension. He really does.
Are they harder to game plan against because you've got to pay more attention to him?
Well, you have to pay attention to him. The bottom line is that the game plan is all about Tim Duncan and Ginobili and Tony Parker. And then what happens is that those guys get the benefit of you spending all your time trying to figure out how you're going to guard those 3 guys. You know.
You seem to be catching him on it. What is it?
Plan. It always seems to work that way for us, doesn't it? Never seems to be hurt when he plays us, and he always seems to be picking it up and playing great. But, you know, that's just who he is. He seemed to be getting healthy. I think that's the big thing, is that he hadn't played healthy in a while, and now he seems to be healthy and playing well. So, you know, he's a load. He's a task, and you got to do a good job of trying to keep him out of the paint, which is not easy to do.
They jumped on the Clippers the other night. They've been doing that a lot at the top of games? Or?
You know, not really. I mean, the Clipper game, they played great. I watched that game, and they were up 30 points. And, you know, it was a fairly close game, and it went from like a 6-8-point game to all of a sudden they were up 20-25, you know. So they're capable of doing that. They're very capable of doing that. You just got to make sure that you're solid with them and you can't give them that separation because they're just a really smart team and they're not going to beat themselves.
How often do you make it back to San Antonio?
We get back there, but not so much as we used to because our kids are in school now. I still have a house back there. You know, I've had a house back there for 15 years, 16 years or so. And my wife's family is back there. So she worked for the team, you know, in corporate sales. So. I mean, it's still an area that we kind of call, you know, our second home. Is
Tucker get a look at Ginobili if Jason can't go tonight?
What's that?
Does Tucker get a look at Ginobili if Jason?
We hadn't decided what we'd do there, but, you know, we'd probably use Tucker, Gorin, or, you know, Gorin some at 2, and, you know, we Dudley some at 2. You know, we have to see. You know, we've talked about several situations or scenarios that can take place if Jason's not going to go.
Are you surprised how much Jared sustained his 3-point shooting? It's been pretty consistent for a long time.
You know, I tell you, he works at it, though. He really works at it. And because he really works at it, you know, it doesn't surprise us. He's really shot it well. And, you know, he shoots it in practice every day, you know. If you don't believe him, ask him. He lets every guy know it, okay?
Because those are new. I mean, most of the shots he's taking are new shots for him.
For him it is. I don't think he's ever shot. But, you know, it's kind of the personality of what happens here when guys come. You know, they have a tendency to increase their 3-point shooting and become better outside shooters, I guess because of the comfort level, you know.
Does he remind you of, like, Q or Tim when he throws up the
– Yeah, but I don't know if Jared is ready to shoot 38 in 2 games, you know. Like Q did, okay, but But I do think that he feels comfortable that he has the, you know, the ability, and he also has the coach's approval to shoot any open shot that he has. And I think that puts him in a little bit of a comfort level, you know.
But he does the post make, you know, plays in the air like Q would do the horns.
As long as he's making them, he can continue to do that. I think it's great, okay?